Welcome to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast. Part of the center's efforts to cultivate dialogue about university teaching and learning among faculty, students, and staff. I'm your host, Rhett McDaniel, educational technologist here at the center. This is the second of a two-part podcast exploring student perspectives on the Achieving Excellence in Liberal Education core curriculum, more commonly referred to as the AXL requirements, that all students in the College of Arts and Science must fulfill. CFT student reporter Aaron Baldwin hears thoughts from two juniors in this second installment. We join Aaron now for her interview.
This is Aaron Baldwin from the Center for Teaching, and we're going to be talking about students' perspectives on the AXL requirement in the College of Arts and Science. So today I have two students with me.
Julia Quinn, junior.
I'm Caitlin Brown. I'm also a junior.
And so if each of you want to start by just telling us about your major and also your future academic goals.
My major is molecular and cellular biology, and I want to go to vet school.
I'm a medicine, health, and society major, and I'm pre-nursing.
To start, describe in your own words what you think the reasoning behind the AXL requirements are.
I think AXL to me is Vanderbilt trying to get us the most broad amount of classes and actually having what's considered a liberal arts degree and making sure that we learn to write correctly, and they emphasize international as well as like many different fields of study, so you don't just focus on your one major.
I agree. I think it's to encourage everyone to get a really well-rounded education and also introduce people to areas that they might not have studied at all otherwise that they may actually really want to pursue.
So I feel like there's different approaches to AXL. Some students come in knowing what they want to major in and then take the AXL courses as peripheral courses, while others kind of use AXL in their beginning year to figure out what direction they want to go in.
I came in very sure that I was going to major in biology, so I took AXL more as like peripheral classes to fulfill my degree requirements. And I have specific interests in gender studies, so I pursued that.
I came in undecided, and so for the first couple of years, AXL classes really helped me decide on what I wanted to major in specifically. I took a common seminar my freshman year, which helped me decide on medicine, health, and society. And a lot of the other classes helped me decide on a minor and what I wanted to actually study.
Do you think that students like you who come in knowing that they want to be pre-med or pre-veterinary should be exempted from some of the AXL requirements, or maybe be allowed to apply to have different requirements?
Well, I think that AXL is really good, and it encourages people who have very single-minded aspirations to like broaden their focus. But for certain courses of study, AXL can be inhibiting just because you have to take such a broad range of classes, and it's set in stone. It's sort of inhibiting in some cases.
And so just to follow up, would you advocate for classes that fit more than one category? So instead of being just a perspectives course, some classes could count for like two or three different areas of AXL?
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. I wanted to major in women and gender studies, but because my major, I wanted to minor in that, and because my major has so many science courses, and all of the gender studies classes are perspectives, I don't have room, enough hours in my degree to pursue the minor that I want because they're all perspectives. But if some of them were to count for other things, then I would be able to fit them into my AXL curriculum.
So do you think then that the program as it stands doesn't need any changes, or are there any weak spots that you could identify in AXL that you think maybe could be changed?
I think AXL is useful in itself, but maybe to have less requirements, because freshman and sophomore year it was nice to be able to like fill all my requirements while I was looking for a major. But then now that I'm a junior and into my major, I still have AXL requirements that aren't filled yet, and I need to take a lot of classes for my major. So maybe limiting the amount of AXL requirements would make it a better program.
Just to follow up, as a student with MHS who doesn't have to take a lot of sciences or lab sciences, what do you think specifically about the lab requirement for AXL?
I actually found the lab requirement easier because I'm pre-nursing, so I needed to take a biology anyway. But a lot of the MNS, which is math and science, courses have been harder to get. I've had to look for classes that, because if I don't want to take specifically a higher level math class, there's not as many classes offered for that Axel requirement.
Have either of you had any difficulty in fulfilling any of the requirements from Axel? Or is that a worry or a main concern of yours as you head into your senior years that you won't be able to graduate due to Axel requirements?
I'm not at all concerned that I won't complete them, but I do wish that I'd had more flexibility in the way I went about completing the courses.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll fulfill all the requirements in time. I just maybe wish I could have thought about it more freshman, sophomore year and decided what I wanted to take to fulfill the requirements.
And both of you are applying to post-undergraduate programs, one for veterinary school and one for nursing school. Do you think that the way Vanderbilt's Axel requirements are set up make you a more attractive candidate for those schools?
I'm not really sure if nursing schools look into the specific classes I've taken besides the prerequisites, but I guess if they looked at it, they would appreciate having a wide range of courses when looking to accept me.
I agree. I think the fact that I went through a rigorous and well-rounded undergraduate education should display that I am a well-rounded candidate, not just in the sciences.
As upperclassmen who have declared your majors, obviously your main advisors are in your major field. Have you found that those advisors are great about helping you fulfill both your major requirements and your Axel requirements?
I think my freshman year advisor was really good at explaining Axel to me and getting me in the right courses for Axel. MHS advisor is more focused on just what I bring in and what I still need to get done to graduate. It's kind of up to me now that I'm an upperclassman.
And I think that once you're an upperclassman or once you've declared, you pretty much have it figured out and you don't really need that much assistance with Axel. But it may be helpful to like have someone encourage you early on to be more strategic about your Axel classes.
One of the big requirements that Axel has is the writing requirement. What has your experience been with those?
It was helpful to learn how to properly write in college courses, especially with the freshman year writing seminar. And I actually took my second W class freshman year, but now that I have a third writing class to take, it's kind of hard to fit into my schedule.
Would you advocate then in any way for the removal of the second W course?
I think I might, just because by the time I took my freshman year writing seminar and the second writing class, I feel prepared to write in a lot of my classes, and now that I'm in my major classes, a lot of them require almost the same amount of writing as a specifically writing course.
I have pretty much the opposite experience in my major. I never do any writing except for Axel, so I think it's really important that you take more than just one course in writing, because one course is not enough, especially if you didn't have a strong writing background coming in. So I think it's really good for the opposite end of the spectrum.
Well, I think that sums up all the questions that I had for you guys today. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast. You can view the show notes as well as leave comments or questions about this episode by visiting cft.vanderbilt.edu/blog/podcasts. If you'd like to share your thoughts, we encourage you to stop by our website and join the discussion. Vanderbilt instructors are also welcome to call the Center for Teaching at 322-7290 to arrange a meeting with a CFT consultant to talk about ways you might incorporate writing in your class. Thanks again for listening. I've been your host, Rhett McDaniel.